We were in Pittsburgh a few minutes ago where funerals are still being held for victims of the Temple shooting. There's also one more funeral in Louisville for a victim of the Kroger Market shooting. Maurice Stallard, a grandfather shopping with his 12-year-old grandson, was buried Tuesday. Vicki Lee Jones, a mother caring for her own mother, will be laid to rest tomorrow. Both were African Americans targeted by a white shooter spouting hate. And as we now know, security camera footage revealed that about 15 minutes before the shooter opened fire at the store, he tried to get into the largely African-American First Baptist Church, but the doors were locked. Billy Williams is a staff member at that church. Billy, how are church members doing with this knowledge? You know, that as horrific as this event was, this could have also been a church shooting.
Most of them have been just totally shocked, probably a word that gets overused, but their feeling of just unbelief. They couldn't fathom that in our small church of, 1,000 members, that someone would be at the doorstep of our church and then shortly thereafter find out, go 2 miles from our location and shoot two innocent individuals at the local Kroger store. Mm. What was hard for us as well is that, first of all, I have members here at the church. That's their family. They're family members.
Oh, dear.
Secondly, is that when I heard that he actually walked past several other shoppers that were white and proceeded to shoot Maurice in the presence of his 12-year-old grandson, and just something that you just can't imagine. Mm-hmm. And then when I got back to my office and I pulled up the surveillance tape and saw that he was actually trying to enter three of the doors here at the church.
You were the one who saw this on the tape?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man.
When I view the tape live, I typically see people approach the church. I'm usually the first one that goes to the door and say, hey, how can I help you?
I mean, that's going to make your heart race.
My stomach just kind of went through the floor because there's no doubt in my mind, Ms. Young, if I had been sitting at my desk, I would have seen him and walked to the door, not thinking that he was coming to do us harm. So that's what hurts me so bad. I could have allowed 6 or 7 of my church members to get harmed. The thought of just doing that hurts my heart to know that I could have been the one that also allowed that person to be inside of this building after all the security that we had put in place, after all the cameras that the church had invested in. I could have been the weak link by just going to the door. But that's what Christians do. We go to help people. We don't go to find out if somebody's here to harm us.
Well, I mean, that is just chilling. And, of course, echoes of Dylann Roof, who murdered so many in the Charleston church shooting in 2015. Are the doors always locked? Is a bolt thrown? Was that just because it was not a service? It was more just, you know, day-to-day work?
We normally have the doors locked on the exterior of the church during non-service hours. We had just finished a service at 1:30, and at 2:35, that system had secured the church, even though there were staff members, myself, we were still in the building. And it's ironic that you mentioned the Charleston, because I happened to be in Charleston shortly after that with my son registering for college and walked across the street where this church was. And we proceeded between that experience and last Wednesday to continue to upgrade our exteriors and interiors security systems within the church.
Well, so you felt you'd learned from the Emmanuel African Methodist Church shooting in Charleston, but then you just said,
"Oh, absolutely,
yeah." And you installed this lock system, but then you just said, "You might have gone to the door. If somebody's pulling on the door or knocking on the door, you might have gone to the door and opened it and asked if you
absolutely.
Could help someone, which would be the Christian thing to do." So, what do you do now? I mean, do you lock the door all the time? Do you never answer it? Do you put a buzzer in an intercom? It sounds like it could turn from a church into a fortress.
We hope that we're not going to the fortress point, but I will tell you openly, we've had different security engineers over to help us with some intercoms that we can now see and hear who's outside before we approach a door. And we're also going to take the next step of reinforcing those doors with something to allow someone to be safe behind them.
Well, that's awfully sad that you have to think about that. But, you know, you've got another church service coming up. There's a funeral this weekend for Vicki Jones. Sounds like This is very much top of mind for all of you.
It certainly is. I mean, I had the privilege of doing this Wednesday's Bible study. And the main topic of that session was what happened on Wednesday, but also just the aftermath of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, hearing what happened at another religious facility. Just kind of brought it all back fresh to everybody. And so we're trying to move forward, but it is a challenge.
Look, just a few hours after that other gunmen killed 11 at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Attorney General Jeff Sessions denounced it as a hate crime. But in your area, Louisville, it took quite a long time. You did have the police chief come and speak to you and apologize, say, you know, we have a race issue here and we're not addressing it. This is Sam Rogers. But state and federal officials either have been slow or silent on this. And some are saying, why isn't it called terrorism? Does it feel like terror and terrorism to you?
Terrorism, in my opinion, is grounded in fear. And I will tell you, last night, as recent as last night, when I went to a different Kroger's, I had a different feeling about stepping outside of my car before I walked in at 9 o'clock last night. That's what terrorism do. It creates that fear in you. The chief came in. He apologized for not being here before now. But he said, first of all, let's clear the pink elephant in the room. It's a hate crime. Mm. The mayor of the city was sitting right there when he said it. But some officials seem to want to steer away from what it is and call it what it is. But he was at least up front and said, and it can't be anything else but a hate crime.
And then church on Sunday. Are you frightened at church?
No, I was not frightened at church. I had some concern at church because there were more members, if you will, that felt like it was necessary to have arms at church. And that concerned me. I had already spoken to the trained individuals within our congregation that might be police officers or security guards or whatever that have the knowledge and the experience and the training to be armed in that situation. So I knew who had been trained and I knew that they had their equipment with them. I'll use that term.
Yeah.
But I found out during service that there were some non-trained church members that informed me that they might have their gun in their purse or on their possession. So I was not fearful from that perspective. I was just concerned that how do we get to the point where I don't have 100 people in service thinking they need to carry some type of weapon.
So you're understandably concerned that there will be guns in church, even if they're meant to be used defensively. What could happen? That's a terrible thought. And as you said, you're sick about what could have happened to your congregants if you'd opened that door. Sorry, you have to live with that. But meantime, something terrible did happen to two families there in Louisville, Maurice Stallard and Vicki Lee Jones, shot dead by a racist shooter. I understand, Billy Williams, that after we speak, you are heading over a sort of a mission of mercy?
Yes. Our ministry team, our culinary ministry team, is currently in the church's kitchen as we speak at this very moment, preparing food for both families, matter of fact. And at this point, she just called me before I came to the call. She said, can you assist me with delivering the food to the families? Yeah. So I will be delivering food to the families as soon as I finish visiting with you.
Billy Williams, staff member at the predominantly African-American First Baptist Church in Jeffersontown, Kentucky, where the shooter who killed two at the nearby Kroger, you know, tried to get in and was thwarted. Billy, thank you so much for speaking with us, and we wish you the best this weekend.
Thank you so much. And we just can't say enough about all the outpour and support that we've gotten from just all different areas. And we need it all. And thank you again.
Yeah. Much to think about there. What do you do? Do you answer the door if it's locked?